Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
Our gospel reading this morning speaks to not only the little children whom we saw earlier, but to the child within each of us. From Matthew 19, verses 13 through 15. Then children were being brought to him in order that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them. But Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, and do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." And he laid his hands on them and went on his way. And then it follows in our order of worship that we hear the beloved words spoken so often in times of deepest grief and fear, knowing that there is an answer. And in the arrangement of the Psalms, it seems not to me a surprise that the preceding Psalm 22 held the deepest words of agony I can imagine. They were shouted out by our Lord on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But followed by the blessed words of the shepherd, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
When I was in the third grade, I was hit by a car. It was a red Cadillac, shiny, got the fins on the back. I was crossing the street to walk with my friends. We had been hollering back and forth across the street, and I thought, well, I'll just go over there and walk with them. It's only two blocks to my grandmother's house, and boom. Everything was fun, and everything was easy, and then chaos. The ambulance came, the police came, my mother and father came. It was crazy. In the fifth grade, we were playing kill the man with the ball on the playground. I had the ball. And Jay Sharp was a good football player, and he comes at the pile, and he has this growl in his voice, and everybody parted, and he collided with my head. He lost three teeth. I took one of them to the doctor with me. One minute, everything was fun, and then everything was chaos. And I remember crying in the doctor's office, I'm going to get a shot. Yes, you are going to get a shot. I'm going to have stitches. I don't want stitches. Well, maybe they can fix it. And they just put little strips up there for a while. My mom was always there at those times of chaos. And she was there to clean my scrapes and quiet the chaos and comfort the pain. a lot like God, a lot like God does. This week, we're at the halfway mark of Lent. We're as far away from Ash Wednesday as we are close to Easter. If you're walking with us through this Lenten journey, we're halfway, so congratulations. And if you get out the Hebrew Bible and look at Psalm 23, which I'm sure some of you will do after this is over, halfway through Psalm 23 in the Hebrew is the phrase, "Thou art with me," which seems to be a good reminder for us as we find ourselves in the middle of Lent to be reminded that God is with us, to clean our scrapes and quiet the chaos and make everything a little better. In the midst of our days, with all of the chaos and the disparity, in the middle of all the mess, it's probably good to be reminded that our Lord is our shepherd and that our Lord is with us. There's a lot that can go wrong in our world. There's war raging. They're trying to figure out how to get oil through that little bend in the river. Have you seen that? I don't know how a ship could go through there anyway, but they can, I suppose. The economy, one minute's up and the next minute's down. I don't know whether I should retire or go back to work. There are divisions everywhere on any issue, in any setting. Children who don't follow our lead. I have two adult children. They were brought up in the same culture. They were brought up in the same way. They were given the same values. I don't know who they are. I've tried. Some are finding themselves in the middle of a devastating diagnosis. Some are wrestling with a parent who's losing their memory. Some may have received a letter from the lawyer saying the marriage is over. Some may be dealing with the most horrific of pain in their family, wondering what to do. My friend Chuck Poole, longtime pastor of churches in Georgia and Mississippi, says it like this: even if God does not spare us from the worst, God will be with us in the worst, to help us through the worst. Even when God does not spare us from the worst, God will be with us in the worst to help us through the worst. And Psalm 23 reminds us that no matter what, when we find ourselves in the middle of the worst, thou art with me. Which is good news for us today. Tell me something good, please, preacher, tell me something good. Here's the good news: God is with us. I wait on you. Somebody should say amen on that. That's all right. I'm okay to prompt you. The psalm is the psalm of assurance. The story of Jesus and the children is a story of assurance. Jesus makes room for us. Jesus takes time for us. God prepares a banquet for us. That's good news, my friends. And I know you're thinking, I don't really want your good news. I want to know a way out of this mess I'm in. The mess I'm in, the way out of the mess you're in is to say to someone around you, please be Jesus to me today. The way through it is to say, please be with me, thou. Please be thou with me today. Thou art with me. Jesus says, let them come to me. That's good news for us today. And I know that most of you get your comfort from the place where most Americans get their comfort. Cracker Barrel. And I know that the things you bring home from Cracker Barrel, maybe they give you comfort. God helps those who help themselves. That's not in Scripture, but Cracker Barrel's making a killing on it. God will never give you more than you can handle. And a big sunshine up on the corner of the wood that they painted it on. That's not in the Bible. Good things happen to those God loves. Well, what if bad things are happening? What does that mean, Cracker Barrel? Everything happens for a reason. Not comfortable. Not comforting. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely? Maybe? Hopefully? I don't know. My friend Rabbi Rami Shapiro says it like this. People prefer knowing biblical passages that reinforce their pre-existing beliefs. So some of us read the Bible and others of us read the wall at Cracker Barrel. Rabbi Rami teaches Bible at Middle Tennessee State University, and he had a long, drawn-out debate with one young man from East Tennessee, trying to convince the man that the words, "This dog won't hunt," is not in the book of Proverbs. That's on you, Carl. The valley of the shadow is real. You ever been there? The valley of the shadow is real. And what we need when moving through the valley of the shadow is someone to walk with us through that valley and to remind us that thou art with me, that God is with me. Just this week, I've had conversations. One friend said to me this week, I've lost my mother recently. I've lost a very close friend recently. And now I'm about to lose my very best friend. The valley of the shadow is real. My sister died on Friday morning, and I'm the only one left in my family now. Thank you for calling. Would you have prayer? My family is reeling from disaster. I'm not sure what to do for us. The valley is real. And some of us are walking through the valley right now. And we need to be reminded that that God is with us. And the way we are reminded that God is with us is by being one another to each other. It's the little Greek word, allelon. I've shared this word with you before. A-L-L-E-L-O-N. Not Al-Anon, that's something else, totally. Although similar. Allelon translates literally, be one another to each other. So when you see a sad face, don't turn away from it. When you see a sagging spirit, don't turn away from it. Just say, I'm here if you need me. Just be present. Even if God does not spare us from the worst, God will be with us in the worst to help us through the worst. The good news is that we're all God's children. We are all God's children, and Jesus waits for us with open arms. The hardest words I've ever had to say. Your body is shutting down. There's nothing more the doctors can do for you. And the response was, well, but I want my husband to be healed. And I said, your husband is going to be healed, but not in the way you want. Those are hard words to hear, and they're hard words to say. Your marriage is over. You know it. Get to a counselor and move through this. Those are hard words to hear. They are hard words to say. I've just been notified that your daughter was killed in the war, and her body is on the way home. Those are hard words to hear, and they are hard words to say. In the good times and the hard times and the sad times, I'm about to tell you something good. Are you ready? Because I don't want you to stay in the valley. I want you to come out of the valley, and I want to walk with you. And here's something good. You are a child of God. You are a child of God. You and you and you are children of God. You are a child of God. You are a child of God. I'm coming over here too. You are children of God. And that's good news. Thou art with us. Even if God does not spare us from the worst, God will be with us in the worst to help us through the worst. Let's pray together. Tell me something good, God. Tell me something good. I want to sit at the welcome table. I want to shout glory and hallelujah. I want to know that I am a child of God and that you are with me. Tell me something good, God. hear you. I hear you. Thank you. Amen.